proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast about Jewish literature. More than any other individual Jewish author, Moses Maimonides wrote treatises that affected non-Jewish thinkers. Maimonides lived during the end of the 12th century. His book entitled The Guide to the Perplexed may have served as the best known of his works. It encapsulated Maimonides' philosophy more fully than any of the other books he wrote. The Guide for the Perplexed consisted of a three-part message addressed to one of Maimonides' students. According to the author, he wrote it in order, quote, to promote the true understanding of the real spirit of the law, to guide those religious persons who, adhering to the Torah, have studied philosophy and are embarrassed by the contradictions between the teachings of philosophy and the literal sense of the Torah, unquote. In other words, Maimonides in the Guide to the Perplexed was seeking to reconcile philosophical teachings with the Old Testament. The first part of the book's three volumes outlined Maimonides' opposition to anthropomorphism, that is to say, speaking about God in human terms. He believed that since God did not possess a body, such usage was inappropriate. Indeed, Maimonides compared the unrestricted use of anthropomorphism to idolatry. To demonstrate his point, Maimonides devoted several chapters in the first of his volumes to defining each word ascribing human characteristics to God, words such as might or power. He posited that every such term meant something different when applied to God than it did when applied to man. This, he wrote, is because God differs from all other beings. The second volume started with Maimonides writing about the physical nature of the universe. He allegorized the opening chapter of the book of Genesis, opining that God created Reshit, that is to say, beginnings. In other words, Maimonides believed that beings of intelligence form the spheres orbiting around the earth. Maimonides thus perceived God as the prime mover of creation. In essence, Maimonides promoted a viewpoint consistent with the perspective set forth by the Greek philosopher Aristotle. While supporting Aristotle's arguments with regard to creation, Maimonides declared that divine revelation filled in the gaps that existed in Aristotle's speculations. The second volume of the Guide for the Perplexed concluded with Maimonides' own speculations about the end of the world. He outlined 11 separate levels of prophecy, with those revelations given to Moses occupying the highest place. In the third volume of the Guide for the Perplexed, Maimonides wrote about the chariot that Ezekiel saw in his vision, as described in the book of Ezekiel. Maimonides gave a mystical tinge to his exposition, incorporating his previously mentioned concepts of spheres and intelligences to explain the significance of what Ezekiel saw. Maimonides also analyzed the nature of morality. As the Jewish Encyclopedia explained, quote, Maimonides endeavors to show that evil has no positive existence, but is a privation of a certain capacity and does not proceed from God. When, therefore, evils are mentioned in the scripture as sent by God, the scripture expressions must be explained allegorically, unquote. In other words, Maimonides effectually denied the existence of an agent of evil, that being that we would know as the devil and Satan. Moses Maimonides was a very influential author, but his attempt to combine philosophy with the Old Testament revelation led him greatly astray. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session regarding Jewish literature.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.